Some of you may not ever write computer programs, but perhaps you cook. And if you cook, unless you're really great, you probably use recipes. And if you use recipes, you've probably had the experience of getting a copy of a recipe from a friend and sharing it. And you've probably also had the experience, unless you're a total neophyte, of changing a recipe. You know, it says certain things, but you don't have to do exactly that. You can leave out some ingredients, you know, add some mushrooms because you like mushrooms, put in less salt because your doctor said you should cut down on salt, whatever. You can even make bigger changes according to your skill. Recipe? And then what do you do? You can write down your modified version of the recipe and make a copy for your friend. These are the natural things to do with functionally useful recipes of any kind. Is a lot like a computer program. A computer program is a lot like a recipe, a series of steps to be carried out to get some result that you want. So it's just as natural to do those same things with computer programs. Hand a copy to your friend. Make changes in it because the job it was written to do isn't exactly what you want. Now, it did a great job for somebody else, but your job is a different job. That's likely to be useful for other people. Maybe they have a job to do what's like the job you do. So they ask, hey, can I have a copy? Of course, if you're a nice person, you're going to give a copy. That's the way to be a decent person. So imagine what it would be like if recipes were packaged inside black boxes. You couldn't see what ingredients they're using, let alone change them. If you made a copy for a friend, they would call you a pirate and try to put you in prison for years. That world would create tremendous outrage from all the people who are used to sharing recipes. But that is exactly what the world of proprietary software is like. A world in which common decency towards other people is prohibited or prevented.